This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Carmen Jaramillo with local news for August 31st, 2021. Life moves fast when you live through a pandemic. Last week, KPTZ reported the Wooden Boat Festival would go ahead as planned, with a vaccination requirement in place for all attendees and staff. In a quick about-face, the Northwest Maritime Center announced Friday the festival was completely canceled. Increased community spread of the Delta variant and daily cancellations from vendors and presenters meant the festival would have only been a shell of its former self. While confident in their ability to implement the new vaccine protocols, the decision was made to cancel rather than have a lackluster festival while the virus is at its peak, according to Jake Beattie, director of the Northwest Maritime Center. A cancellation so close to the festival date brings with it large financial ramifications not only for the Northwest Maritime Center, but also for other local businesses. Beattie said the festival had already spent well over $150,000 to set up the event, and lost revenue from refunded festival fees and ticket sales will only exacerbate the problem. Full refunds will be available, but Beattie said they will be asking people to consider donating the price of their ticket to offset some of the losses. The announcement is bittersweet for local restaurant employees, as Wooden Boat Weekend is known to be one of the busiest weekends year-round. A canceled festival may mean a break from the onslaught of hungry tourists, but it also means a decrease in take-home pay right before the off-season. Whether or not diehard attendees will still make the pilgrimage to Port Townsend despite the cancellation remains to be seen. Are you ready for a COVID vaccine booster? Those who are immunocompromised will have two local opportunities in the month of September to receive a third dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, the Jefferson County Department of Emergency Management announced this week. The drive-through clinics will be held from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Saturday 11th at Chimicum School and September 18th at Blue Heron Middle School. Appointments must be made ahead of time for the Saturday clinics. Those wishing to get a third shot must bring proof of vaccination and be moderately to severely immunocompromised. This may include people who are receiving active cancer treatment, are taking drugs to suppress their immune system for an organ transplant, have advanced or untreated HIV, or are taking high-dose corticosteroids. Appointments can be made online or by calling 360-344-9791. Third doses are also available through local pharmacies and healthcare providers. Learn more about if you qualify for a third dose and where to get one at jeffersoncountypublichealth.org. Case counts in Jefferson County continue to rise this week, with Jefferson County Public Health reporting 17 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, the second highest single-day increase ever recorded. Since the start of the pandemic, Jefferson County has seen 685 confirmed cases of the virus. The Washington State Department of Health reported yesterday that 73.3% of Washington residents age 12 and up have received at least one dose of the vaccine. In regional news, the Washington State Department of Agriculture announced this week it had destroyed an active murder hornet nest in Whatcom County. The agency is calling this the first nest discovered and destroyed in 2021. The Asian giant hornet, nicknamed the murder hornet, is an invasive species only discovered in North America in 2019. They are the world's largest hornet and can decimate honeybee populations. Scientists are attempting to stay one step ahead of the insect so they do not spread further south into Oregon and California. The most recent nest was discovered in mid-August in a rural area east of Blaine, Washington, after a local resident reported sighting one of the dangerous insects nearby. Three hornets were caught by entomologists and tagged with trackers. Two got away, but one led them to a nest encased in a dead alder tree. The nest was discovered only 2 miles away from where the last known nest was eradicated in October 2020. The nest housed over 1,500 hornets in various stages of development and had 9 layers of comb. Officials believe there are more hornet nests out there. If you see what you suspect could be an Asian giant hornet, report your sighting to the Washington State Department of Agriculture. In probably no one cares but Carmen news, a tree fell in Cappy's Trails this week and crushed my favorite wooden bench. The bench, set up by Jefferson Land Trust, features the William Shakespeare quote, "The earth has music for those who listen." Hopefully someone will come by with a chainsaw and cut her free. That's all from me for today. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Carmen Jaramillo. Thanks for listening.